Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And you know, as much as I love Willard, I'm more of a Dibs guy. So if you want to do what I do, go check in on Dibs and say hi to him. Get in the YouTube chat. Do it right now on 95.7 The Game.
Hey.
Hey. Look, I wouldn't know Big X the Plug if it weren't for my oldest, my 18-year-old son, Abe. Abe. That's what I said. He hates when I do that.
Speaking of things that are hated, I don't know how much you follow the Niners on their social media, but
sure.
They had a big thing today, I think, where they had the players with their phones and they were facing away from them, and the challenge was to stop the stopwatch at 6.7. 6.7.
Oh.
So, like, you would start the stopwatch, and you'd have to, like, you see these guys, like, Dominic Pooney is counting 1,000, 2,000, and then they try to stop it, and then they turn around, and, you know, they all got
pretty close. Did anybody nail it?
No, Brock got pretty close.
Okay.
Brock was, like, 6.4.
Well, he does, you know, he processes
one-niner,
really well.
I think it was Luter Jr. stopped it at, like, 4.6.
Oh, that's quick.
And he turns around, he's like, ah, you could see that he was, like, so mad. It was just kind of funny, but it had me thinking of you and your stupid...
Don't point at me. It's not me.
You're the only reason why I know what this is.
Well, that's not true. If you don't know what this is, you're not living life outside of a home right now.
I have two kids in their 20s and a 3-year-old, and she does not know anything about 6'7".
Yeah, I know that
she does. The reason why I know about it is because of you, Mark. I learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Mark.
Lucas, stop.
Wait, I actually do have something to add to this. Have you seen the 6'7 epidemic in women's college basketball?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Okay, so for the people out there who do not know, it's like the target score.
Completely.
For home court, for fans in home arenas, as soon as the home team scores 67 points.
Right.
Everyone. It's like they hit a game winner.
Yeah,
everyone loses their mind. I've never seen anything like this.
You guys getting all mad at me because I'm like keeping it alive or something. I'm not. It's not
single-handedly.
No, and you know who else loves it? I watched this again last night. I told you, did I tell you? I say this on the air or off. Jude got to play basketball on the USF court last night.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, so he got to be involved in this, in this tournament, 3-on-3 tournament, and then they did a skills challenge. So the skills were, they did a three-point shooting contest. They did skills, which is like dribbling and passing, and they did a dunk contest. This is 11-year-old kids, 12-year-old kids. They brought a hoop all the way down.
How'd he do?
Well, he didn't do the dunk contest. He wanted to do the three-point shooting contest. He didn't make it. He hit a bunch, but it wasn't quite enough.
All right.
Anyway, the reason I bring it up, when they did the dunk contest, they had three coach judges, just like the real dunk contest, and they hold up one number somewhere between 1 and 10. Well, very often, if someone was able to kind of dunk, but it wasn't a great one, what numbers do you think they got from the judges? So very often...
Something between 5 and 8, I would imagine.
Very often, there was a judge who could give him a 6, and the judge next to him would give him a 7. And then the guy with the microphone would be like, okay, what do we have? We got a 5, we got a 6, and a 7. And every 11-year-old in the gym with their arms, and they start looking at their parents and laughing. And the parents are like, oh, that's great. Can we go?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's very, very alive at the middle school level.
Right.
Very alive with the Sound of Music.
All the way through college, apparently. Like, it's not just the 13-year-olds in the stands at these LSU women's basketball games. It's the girls on the bench.
You know who you should be
losing it. It's unreal. Yeah.
You want to know who you should be ticked at?
Women.
You should be ticked at high school students. Because they're so too cool for school now. They're the ones that look at you and they're like, oh my God. And you're still doing 6'7". You started this. None of us even know what the hell it is. You 15 to 18-year-old America, you did this. And now you're above it. Give me a break. This is your fault.
Yeah.
None of us wanted this. We still don't even know what it is. By the way, neither do you. Nobody knows what it is. I don't want to hear a bunch of people call and be like, I know what it is. No, you don't.
It's not a thing.
I've heard all the stories. You think you know. You don't know. Jim Mora, shout out.
And you never will.
Correct.
It's like a marshmallow. Like, you know what you use a marshmallow for. You make a s'more. But, like, what's a marshmallow? Honestly.
I've never heard that. That's actually very funny.
I know it's like a bunch of sugar, but it's like sugar and like cotton? I don't even know. You don't know, but you eat it.
That's way more interesting than what's in a hot dog. What is it?
You go camping.
It's cotton.
I know it's not cotton, but, like, what is it? You go camping, and you can't wait to crack open that oversized bag and cram one onto a dirty stick. Roast it and eat it. Anyway.
Pasta, did you just snort? Did you just like spit something up in there? Are you all right?
I did not finish my sip of water.
Okay. Yeah, you made him laugh. We got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I made him laugh by calling out Dibs. I do, according
to the
AI Google machine, a marshmallow is a soft, spongy confection made primarily from sugar, water, and gelatin whipped with air to create a light texture.
Did you call it a confection?
Yeah.
All right. That tells you everything you need to know right there.
Baking term.
If you're like, I'm like, it's a confection.
And I
like,
know
shut up.
There's not cotton in it. Okay? It just looks like sugary cotton, like a cotton ball. Whatever.
That's cotton candy.
Hey, KJ's super patient, and I'm in the mood. Before we do higher or lower.
It's a hard-hitting question,
let's
too.
Let's go to KJ. Yes, it is. Hi, KJ. What are you doing? And do you like marshmallows? Oh, that's too bad.
Good decision, Willard.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The dude stayed on hold for an hour to not be ready when we go to him. So you can pin that on me all you want. I'll talk marshmallows and 6'7 with you all day long. I don't care. You want to do higher or lower?
I do, yeah.
Right, let's do higher or lower.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Higher or Lower. I'll be your host, Dan Dibley. And the way we play it is this. There's a theme.
This is what we do.
Today's theme is Klay Thompson and his 37-point quarter, which is an NBA record. So I will ask our contestants, if an item is higher or lower than the number 37, there'll be 10 items, and whoever gets the most correct will be today's winner. We're joined by the not the all-time leader in wins, but second all-time in wins to Mark Grandy. Mark Willard, you can tie him with 6 wins. How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm fantastic because I got a shot at the title without the title holder being here. So it's a free shot.
And he had a free shot while you and Lucas were both gone. Speaking of Lucas, 3 career wins. He joins us as well. Hey, Lucas, how are you?
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me. 6 is lower than 7. Thank you.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that as well. So Willard and Grandy and Lucas have all won. Only one other human being has a title, and he joins us now.
One man.
Steven Risotto, a.k.a. Pasta. You got a title. How you doing, Rice?
I'm doing good. This is essentially why I came in today, so I'm excited to be here.
Woof! Man, can you do the entire game as Dave Fleming?
Aye, 6'7".
I mean, if you can do all 10 as Flem, extra point. I don't care if it's in the rules or not. Again, this is higher or lower.
Yeah.
I will ask our contestants Let's 10 go. Different things, and they have to determine if it's higher or lower. And today, the key number is 37. Klay Thompson once scored 37 points in a quarter. That is a record. Willard, we start with you.
Right.
Item number 1, higher or lower than 37. Most points scored by one team in an NFL quarter. Higher or lower than 37?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Lower.
Lucas?
Higher.
And Risotto.
I'm also going to go higher.
Yeah, it's higher. 41. Yeah. It's happened twice, but not since the 50s. The Rams did it once. The Packers did it once.
That's too many.
Point to Lucas, point to Pasta.
In the 50s, wow.
We'll start with Lucas. Yeah, they didn't play defense back then. It was the dead ball era. Lucas, higher or lower than 37? Rafael Devers' highest single-season home run total. Lucas, higher or lower than 37?
That should be obvious. I should know that. Has he ever hit 40? I'm going to go higher.
And Pasta?
I'm going to go lower.
And Willard?
I'll go lower.
It's higher.
Oh, damn.
38 is the answer. So, yeah, to answer your own question, he's never hit 40.
Never hit 40? Yeah. It's still higher.
But it's still higher.
Lucas, 2. Pasta, 1. Willard, Bupkis.
Yeah.
We're playing off the number 37. Klay Thompson at a 37-point quarter. He's coming back on Christmas. Lucas, we start with you. Higher or lower than 37? Number of stations on the Caltrain system. Higher or lower than 37? Caltrain. We're talking about Caltrain.
How many lines are in the Caltrain system?
I don't know if you're allowed to ask questions. That feels illegal.
You're not.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, then you never will. Stations. And you don't have a stop usually lower. Without a station?
The answer is lower.
Pasta?
It's got to be lower.
Willard?
I'm going to go higher.
Man, you're like an alcoholic the day after a bender. You're chasing. The answer is lower. 31 stations on the Caltrain system.
Well, I wasn't that far off.
Lucas, 3. Pasta, 2. Willard. Willard might be in need of CPR soon.
Ah, we're fine.
We're working off the number 37. Klay Thompson out of 37 port quarter. We start with you, Lucas. Higher or lower than 37, Lucas? Number of seasons the 49ers played at Candlestick. Higher or lower than 37, Lucas?
Ooh.
Higher.
Pasta?
Higher.
Willard?
Yes, Willard will never be able to focus if you keep doing that.
No, it's higher. It's higher.
Yeah, it's higher, guys. Yeah, 43 is the answer.
I knew the answer to that one.
The phlegm got you a little bit, though.
It did. Yeah.
Lucas, 4. Pasta, higher? 3. Willard, 1. We go to item number 5. Higher or lower than 37? Lucas, we start with you. You got a perfect game going right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't let me tweet that out. Higher or lower than 37? Field goals made by Wilt Chamberlain in his 100-point game. Higher or lower than 37?
Oof.
He had a hundo. C note.
Lower.
A lot of free throws.
Pasta?
I'll also go lower.
Willard?
Let me think about this for a second. How many free throws? There were no. He didn't hit any threes. So,
hop.
Yeah. What the hell? I'm going to go higher.
Oh, Willard, you should have stuck to your guns. It's lower, and you gave it away with a lot of free throws.
Yeah.
36 field goals, 28 free throws.
That's close.
And see, the stilt, the dipper, he didn't usually make those free throws now.
Yeah.
And now, that was the big thing.
I thought, I was guessing 20 free throws made. How many did he make?
He made 28.
There you go. That was my error.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Lucas 5, Pasta 4, Willard 1. You're in a little bit of trouble.
I'm fine.
Lucas 5 for 5. Right now, we start with you, Lucas. Higher or lower than 37 in honor of Klay Thompson and a 37-point quarter. Lucas, higher or lower?
Yeah.
Total number of gold medals won by Team USA at the 2024 Paris Olympics. U.S. golds in Paris.
Higher.
Pasta?
I'm going to go lower.
Phlegm?
Lower?
God, that's a damn five every time. Willard.
Yeah, I'll go lower.
It's higher.
Oh, shoot.
It's higher.
That's too bad.
I should have had you do Harry Callis now that you're basically out of the game, but
I'll do it the rest of the way as,
Might as well.
Yeah.
Lucas, 6 for 6. He's got the lead. Pasta and Phlegm have 4. Willard struggling.
Should I miss so I'm 6 for 7?
No, Lucas.
I might take one away for that.
Yeah.
You should try to be the first one ever to go 10 for 10.
Well, we know how that's going to go.
Yeah, we do. In honor of Klay Thompson's 37-point quarter, this is higher or lower. We have 4 more to go. Lucas, we start with you.
Good luck, Lucas.
That's awesome. You got something special going, Lucas.
Who is that?
That's Harry Callis.
Yeah, just
do your homework.
Focus.
Higher or lower than 37, Lucas? Jim Tomsula's biggest loss as a Niner head coach. Higher or lower than 37?
You mean by 37 points?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. I just want a clarification sensation.
I mean, I'm not saying his biggest loss was when his cat died.
I don't know. I don't know what you were meant. Go ahead, Lucas.
I'm feeling lower.
Phlegm?
I'll say higher.
Phlegm?
Higher?
Thank you. Willard.
Lower.
It's higher, guys.
Okay.
Phlegm and Pasta got it. 40. Jimmy Tomsula's Niners lost a game by 40.
Good Lord.
God, Lucas 6, Pasta 5, Willard playing for the bronze, and he's got it locked up, ladies and gentlemen.
Atta, babe.
3 more to go. This is higher or lower in honor of Klay Thompson.
What round was that?
That was round 7.
How many do you have, Lucas?
He's got 6.
I'm 6 for 7.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you're Dunskies. He already made the joke and you missed it.
No, I didn't miss it. But it's now a reality.
In honor of Klay Thompson's 37-point quarter, this is higher or lower.
It was an idea when he said it. Now it's real.
I'm Dan Dibley. I'm your host.
Like the Warriors' struggles, Dan.
My co-host has quietly gotten bitterer as this has gone on, but we will continue anyway.
I don't sound bitter at all.
Lucas, we start with you in the lead. It's higher or lower than 37. Lucas Alexander, he's in the lead looking for his 4th ever title. Higher or lower than 37. Number of major championship golf tournaments won by men from the country of England. Higher or lower than 37. All-time majors won by English men in golf.
Thank you. I was going to make sure it was golf.
I did say major championship higher. Golf tournaments.
You did.
Higher.
Pasta?
Just clarification.
So high!
Okay. That is an 8 on a scale of 1 to 5.
And volume.
I'll just go lower. Yeah, whatever. Lower.
Lower.
Yeah.
36 yeah. is the answer. 36. So yeah. No point for Phlegm, no point for Pasta, no point for Lucas. Lucas maintains the lead.
Hello, but a point for me.
Gutsy little point there,
thank
partner.
You.
Lucas 6, Pasta 5, Willard 2. We are down to the penultimate item here in higher or lower. And penultimate, of course, means second to last.
Yeah, nobody knows what that means.
That's why I explained it.
Thank you.
Higher or lower than 37 in honor of Klay Thompson's 37-point quarter. Lucas, we start with you. Higher or lower than 37, Lucas. Number of books in the Old Testament.
During Hanukkah?
We start with Jew, Lucas. I'm also a Jew, and so is Mark. That's a damn 5 if I do say so myself.
God, I don't
only
think...
if I want to be, though, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
Half the year, yes, half the year.
I've never regretted not going to Sunday school more than this moment.
You went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, but I didn't go to Jewish Sunday school.
Yeah.
I did not.
It's kind of like him with the Willard and Dibbs show. He doesn't listen.
Higher.
Pasta?
I'll say lower.
Phlegm?
Lower?
Willard.
I'll say tie. I say it's 37.
That's a good
we
guess.
Don't do ties.
Well, that's what I'm guessing.
You automatically get it wrong. It's higher. Lucas Alexander gets the point. He's up 7-5-2. He's Dormy. This baby's over, but I work hard at this. So we're going to continue with our 10th and final item.
All right, let's do it.
It's high. I wish you were fighting for the silver, but you're not.
No.
Higher or lower than 37? And Lucas, we start with you. In yards, the longest play from scrimmage this year by Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey.
Well, we know it wasn't a run.
Do we?
Yes, because Brock's run was the longest run of the season for the 49ers last week at 26 yards. Has he caught a ball for 37 yards? I'm going to say lower. He has not.
Pasta?
I'm also going to say lower.
Willard?
Me too, Dibs. Lower.
Guys, it's higher. 39. Oh, 39 yard catch and run. And the tiebreaker, if we needed it, his longest play ever from scrimmage as a Niner.
Oh, no. There was that, like, first play. Oh, it's like
67 yards, I think.
No, it's crying out loud. I go.
You may lose your title immediately. Maybe stripped.
I'm going to go 89.
Phlegm?
I don't know.
I don't know why I love that so much.
I need help from John.
That's even better. 72 is the answer.
I was closest.
Unnecessary tiebreaker because congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You built a big lead early. You had a perfect game going through six, but it didn't matter. Lucas Alexander, congratulations. You are today's winner of higher or lower.
Thank you so much. Happy Hanukkah to all.
Yes, and to you as well.
Let's start with Jew. I mean, it's really just high-level stuff.
Thank you, Edgy.
I'm proud of you.
It's Edgy, but yeah,
not really.
Whatever. I mean,
yeah,
between me and you and him, and we're all family here. Yeah. So, Alexander, you win for the fourth time, and you get a little closer to Willard, who's got five titles. Grandy's got six, and Risotto and Phlegm with one apiece.
I'm going to text Grandy right now that Lucas won. It's going to ruin his night.
Oh, he's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Careful, Willard. Objects in the rear view. Closer than they appear.
No, I did it. It's too late. I already texted him.
No, I was letting you know that I'm on your.
I'm not worried
behind
about that.
There.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah, not worried. What's the total?
It's six Grandy, Willard five, Alexander four. And
Pasta one.
Correct. Yeah. And Willard has won one of the last nine.
Yeah, no, we're slumping. We're like Buddy Heald around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Why did you throw your hands up? The Warriors are slumping right now. All right. Well, that was fun.
Next up will be January 9th, and we will be playing off of...
Oh, my God. We have to wait that long to do it again?
Well, next Friday is...
I get it. The day after Christmas.
And then the Friday after that...
And the day after New Year's Day.
And then the Friday after that... is the 9th.
Yeah.
And I hope that this theme still holds. 49er playoff wins all time.
Mm.
So if they're not a playoff team, I'm going to have to strike this and come up with a new one. But I'm banking on the fact that there'll be a playoff team. This will be going into playoff weekend. And so, yeah, we'll play off the fact that the Niners have won 39 playoff games all time.
I mean, they have a 98% chance to be
in
the tournament.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't see the 49ers not making the playoffs this year. That would be, at this point, that would be shocking.
I don't even want to do like the permutations of what would actually have to happen.
I mean, I don't even know. I actually had a question when I was watching the game last night, because they said Seattle, who already at that moment had 11 wins, had not clinched a playoff spot until they won the game. And my immediate thought was, how? Like, Seattle at that point was already 11-3
right,
going into the game.
Worst case, 11-6.
So that removes Tampa and Carolina. In order to be passed by three teams, obviously the Niners could be one of them.
Yep. The Packers.
Right, but the Lions are 8-6.
So they would be 11-6 also.
So...
in the best case for the Lions.
Do they have the tiebreaker, though, over the Seahawks?
I don't know if they've played head-to-head or what the next tiebreaker would be.
The Lions' conference record is 5-5. Anyway, I guess something in there had not, I guess, fully clinched. But But
if
anyway,
the Niners wind up 10-7, they could be theoretically passed by Detroit and Green Bay,
sure,
and Seattle.
Sure. I get it from the Niners standpoint. Seattle's a full game ahead. I guess it's Detroit that had prevented it at that point.
But, right, and so 98%, come January 9th, when we do higher or lower again, it will be with the Niners' playoff record in mind.
Yeah, like, for instance, I have this question. The Niners. So I guess the Niners do have to win Monday in order to fully clinch a playoff spot. But a Detroit loss does it too? Is that right? Could the Niners have... Will you look that up for me, Lucas? Could the Niners have clinched a playoff spot before they even play Monday? Detroit plays Pittsburgh on Sunday. What if Pittsburgh wins that game?
Yep, I'm looking at it right here.
The Niners clinch, don't they?
A win over the Colts, or if the Lions lose to the Steelers.
There you go.
Or if the Niners and Lions both tie, would be a lot of kissing of sisters.
That'd be exciting. Yeah, I think it's possible that the Niners clinch before they even play in Indy.
Then you better bubble wrap everyone.
Yeah, right. All right, you need to make two picks.
The picks are in.
All right, and then John Bloom, the voice of the sun, is going to join us in 20 minutes.
You love John Bloom.
I do. He's my best friend.
I kind of do, too. He's a good guy.
He's a great dude. Although, he did text the whole group, "Go Suns," right when that clam bake ended last night.
Clam bake.
Nobody responded.
Yep.
Which is what he deserved.
Bloom.
And I'll tell him that. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans, and we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is our number. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.